We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan joining us now. Cam, how are you, man?
I'm good. Just out in Arizona, fine-tuning the body to be right for the season.
About a week away. I know training camp isn't always fun, but it's here, and football is certainly back. And what's it like, though, for fans to have fans at practice, Cam? When they're out there, you guys are in training camp practice, it's 105, and the fans are out there with you guys.
I mean, I just saw the new little shaded turf they put on over there. I mean, now I'm just going to be envious while we're out there working. You know, we used to sweat together. Now it seems like, you know, we're going to have a little bit more of an easy time for the fans to enjoy us.
Cam, what's the funnest thing or best thing you did this offseason?
I don't know. I've done a lot this offseason. I mean, I've gone from Los Angeles to Los Angeles. I've traveled across the world. I've done a USO tour out in Korea. I've gone to the Bahamas with teammates. I've done a Disney cruise with the kids. I've got a little bit of everything. So I'd probably just say a little bit of traveling, a lot of great eating. And then the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months, whatever, we got out of OTAs, it's been nothing but being focused and training on becoming a better me.
Cam, how much – I know last year ended the way it did, and I know you guys put it behind you guys, but is it a little fuel for this year?
Absolutely. When you think about, you know, what we have to accomplish this year, what we want to accomplish this year, you might as well put that chip on your shoulder that, you know, we do believe that the world is – it's the world. I mean, when you talk about the team that we'll have when we shut down to the 53-man roster, will be the team that we expect to win the championship.
Cameron Jordan, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk. Cameron, Marcus Davenport entering his second season. Based on what you saw out of him as a rookie in this offseason, how has he grown, and what do you think he's improved in his game?
I mean, in terms of mental awareness, breaking down a play, being able to study film, and actually being able to apply that, that'll come in its due time, hopefully this season. We talk about that first year to second year jump. But he's more aware of what he can do. You know, he's going to be healthier this year. I mean, he had a toe injury that if you can't push off a toe, you know, you really can't go anywhere. And he was battling that half a season. So when you talk about a healthy Marcus Davenport, it's sort of a freakishly scary thing for opposing offenses.
Cam, you hit the big 3-0 the other day, didn't you? Not too long ago?
No doubt. I'm in my prime. Yeah, I hit 30 about a week ago, and I'm feeling probably the best I've ever felt, feeling strongest I've ever been. I hope I'm just faster. Somehow, if I can shave about another point two seconds off this 10-yard closing, then we're going to have a lot more fun than we did last year.
Cam, throughout your career, you've been a guy that's played a lot of defensive snaps, if not the entire game sometimes. And last year, your snap count was down a little bit, and that was only because I think the coaching staff was just trying to make sure you were fresh and really ready to go late in the ball game. Did you feel like that paid dividends?
I have no idea. I'll let coaching staff do what coaching staff does. I'm going to worry about, you know, playing the best of my abilities. And it's all about exacting and taking control of every opportunity presented. In terms of, you know, we were up on a lot of teams. And when that happens, you know, you start rotating out.
Cam Jordan, Saints defensive end here on Sports Talk. And, Cam, looking at this team and training camp in general, what do you think the one or two things you guys have to get done on the defensive side of the football to make sure, as you guys want to be a top five defense, what do you guys have to make sure you get done in training camp?
I mean, the key of any great defense is turnovers. Turnovers are always going to be key. So if we can create more opportunities for our offense to put more points on the board, we'll be in a better place as a defense.
Some of the guys the team has added along the defensive line, some of the newcomers like Malcolm Brown, what do you expect him to bring to this defensive line?
You know, you lose a guy like Tyler Davidson and bring in a guy like Malcolm Brown. I mean, they're comparable, but at the same time, Malcolm knows about winning Super Bowls. He's shown that he can sort of absorb our entire playbook, and that's what's going to be key. We can mesh together and become a better defensive unit, and that's what's really going to be key.
Cam, you mentioned you went into the USO tour in Korea. What was that like, interacting with the troops?
Yeah, when you go to the USO tour, you know, this is my second USO tour that I've been on. That first one being the part of the Middle East, the second one being in the South Asian Korea, where you talk about everything that brings forth of what it is to be part of the USO tour. That's where I sort of started getting excited about it. I mean, it's just another opportunity to not only show appreciation for our troops, but it was another opportunity to see exactly what some of our troops go through in terms of, you know, being away from their families for a year, in terms of, you know, everything that our troops have to endure while being in a foreign country, protecting everything that we hold so dearly.
Cam, I don't know if you went into a Bluetooth environment, if we were on a headset, but you sound really low right now. I don't know if you can help us remedy that.
Better? Worse?
Yes. No, better. Thank you. I'm sorry. But, Cam, so, again, with the interaction with the troops, so as a guy that's playing football, what's that like to know that those men and women are out there protecting and giving you the freedom to play football?
Cam? I just lost you. Yeah, okay. I just lost you.
That's all right. Hey, did you hear the question?
Yeah, no, I heard the last word of that.
Okay.
But yeah, shoot that question back to me again.
Sure. In your interaction with the troops, and you play football for a living, and I know you feel blessed to do so. But when you interact with them and knowing that they're ultimately serving for your freedom to play football, what's that like?
My freedom to play football, my freedom to exact all my amendment rights, protect the idea of what the Constitution is and everything that holds dearly. I mean, at the very essence of it all, it's all about showing appreciation for exactly what they keep on continuing fighting for. And when you talk about exactly what each and every troop is out there for, that's what makes it so special, because some of these guys are, you know, haven't been home in a year or 2 years or whatever their tour set is. And that being said, they still, you know, take pride in the fact that, you know, some of the contingencies that I'm meeting are from Louisiana. The groups I'm meeting are straight 504 guys or women in this aspect, in terms of the soldiers that are out there. But it's like, as we're talking, it's like, bro, I still wake up at, you know, they wake up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning just to tune into our games. And I mean, you know, they make jokes about, you know, it's basketball season, but at the same time, it's just a holdover to a football season. When you talk about how endeared the Saints are into the community, it outreaches to them as well.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan. We'll see you next week, man. Thanks for the time today.
No doubt. Appreciate you for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.